Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, the local and European elections are fast approaching. I've no doubt you are sick of looking at posters at this stage. The leaflets have been delivered. You've probably engaged with some of the candidates on your doorsteps. But what's it like calling door to door as a candidate, an election candidate? Well, I went out and about with a councillor on the campaign trail in Cork City recently.
I'm Councillor Mick Nugent, Sinn Féin councillor in this area in the northwest of the city. This evening we're just heading out on a canvas on Harbourview Road in Knocknaheeny and calling around the doors.
Okay, well, will we hit the road?
We will.
We'll start the walk and see how we get on.
We're getting nothing done in Knocknaheeny. There's no ramps. We were supposed to get our footpath. We'll have footpath done at the start of April.
Half our candidates are women.
Right. Hi, I'm from News Talk Radio. I'm out recording with Mick tonight. Can I have a quick chat with you?
You can.
What are the issues in the area, Kim?
The issues, first of all, is the speed going up and down Harbourview Road is ridiculous. And people are going, they won't even slow down.
We were just talking.
There's going to be somebody killed, I swear to God, now. If there was ramps, which we were promised long, long ago, the money is there for the ramps and they're still not being done. So the ramps was the main thing. And don't mind that, even with all the work going on here.
There's a lot of building going on, isn't there?
There's a lot of building going on, but it's filthy around the place because the muck, when it starts to rain, is all running down here. You go up to Apple there and see what they did up in Apple. You could eat your dinner off the floor.
Really?
Swear to God, know what builders were up there. The dirt, girl, that's here. Washing cars and everything over all day, the dirt around the place. Mm. But look, mainly, the thing is, for safety for the kids, plus cars are parked up on top of the footpath. Which shouldn't be allowed.
There's blind people on the road.
And they had to go out with wheelchairs. They had to go out on the road, like, that's ridiculous.
You were saying you'd like to see more female candidates in general, would you?
Yeah, in general.
All the parties.
Women power, like, you know, women do it. No, men do it, but like, there have to be women behind them.
As I was saying, we've 12 candidates in Cork City and six are women, so we're doing
that's
okay.
That's good to hear now.
And vice president females as well, but it's a good point, 51% of the population are women, you know.
Because I think like that there has to be changes. Like, we were promised here, don't mind about this, like the footpaths, because there's people falling and everything.
I actually raised that at the last council meeting as well, so that is going to happen.
Because I've had to be taught just then, a load of people are giving up.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, that'll be done now in April.
So in the boot here, we've got the...
We got our leaflets. We
reflectors.
We have high-vis jackets, you know. We're always on the go. You always need to be fully equipped.
Yeah,
so.
No snacks.
We might get some for that yet. Have we got leaflets or ready to go?
I think there's a leak in the balcony. And it's going down to the wall. I reported it out to the City Council in February of 2023.
And they haven't come back yet.
Now I've gone on to Tommy Gould, right there, 3 weeks ago. He said to wait for 3 weeks to try and get an engineer.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting there now, and the 3 weeks is up nearly.
I'll take a note of that now, and follow it up for you.
You're the first note to come around.
We've been around a couple of times.
The very first time.
One of the things we're doing during the week as well, you know, a lot of people needed to re-register to vote in this area because they were still registered in where they were living previously,
Well, I got my card anyway, so I'm grand.
You're grand, anyway. I've been a councillor in the area, I suppose, on and off since 2011, so I'm living locally as well, living in Arcullen. It's a community undergoing transition, undergoing a lot of regeneration. In the area, which is good, and also brings its own challenges as well. We're just talking about the housing, you know. That
is it ever going to hurry up?
That's the thing, That's the thing. I think they're moving.
It looks like it's moving.
They're moving with these ones anyway, you know.
It's forever. It's just never ending. We were supposed to move in 2018. We didn't move till 2022.
Right.
So that's 4 years. So I can't imagine how far behind they are now.
Yeah, it's. Look, it's something that we've regularly brought to council, you know, in terms of the regeneration. It's positive, but...
It's positive, but it's slow.
It's slow, you know, it is slow. It needs to be bumped along, you know.
Mm.
Hopefully that'll start now, but, I mean, we have further estates down as well.
Yeah.
And people getting older as well. You know, you do have people.
That's the problem. Yeah. My mother was 75 when we moved.
Right.
75 is no age to be moving house, I can tell you.
Yeah.
She went down to 7 stone.
Yeah. It's
all the stress was just insane. Sorry, it's my pet peeve. Building project is my pet peeve.
Yeah.
So
more than anything
people ask us all the time, myself and Kenneth and Thomas Gould and Michelle.
Yeah.
You know, what's the timeline? And sometimes it's hard to give timelines, you know, when
I'm wondering if I'll still be around when it's finished.
Yeah, you know, so but look, we just have to keep it moving and keep pushing it along, like, you know.
Well, you know, it's been always welcome here, so I'll come back
anytime. I really appreciate it. Thanking you. It's a great community spirit in this area, you know. It's fantastic. Very proud to be living here and representing here as well.
You've a few people here with you on the canvas tonight. Is it hard to rally the troops?
No, it's not hard to rally the troops. It's just, I suppose, you know, we're a team and we have 12 candidates in the city, so you're trying to spread everybody around, you know. So, but you know, we have a good team.
What are the issues for you around here at the moment in the area?
Rubbish is a big problem. I think the rubbish. The anti-social behaviour has gotten better. I think that's down as well to the regeneration here. They got rid of the nooks and crannies, the rat runs, we say, the alleyways is gone. Less places for the youth to hang out. But I suppose the rubbish is a big one, I mean, especially where I'm living here, because it blows up the terrace and lands in my house.
So like, it's very annoying.
I could get 3 bags a week out of the garden of just papers and chipper paper. And,
we're actually talking about last night at the City Council meeting, the board meeting again, you know, at the City Council now going forward. Can use CCTV again in terms of littering and dumping. There had been a kind of a hold up there, you know. Do most evenings, like we have, I suppose, Super Value.
Hi.
Super Value there, Holly Hill there. We kind of, every Friday afternoon, there's a
youth. That's a target.
Yeah, well, there's a youth community centre. It's a community centre and it's very, I suppose, reasonably priced, like, so we always go in there on a Friday afternoon for fish and chips, and then outside Holly Hill, then Super Value, then for canvassing. So most days now we're stationed there. In the afternoons we're there for canvassing, you know.
Yeah.
And then the evenings we're out and about, you know. It's
it's a full time job.
Yeah, and it's a big area. I mean, with the boundary extension, like, we go from Blackpool to beyond Blarney, you know. So it's a big area. It's a diverse area as well, you know.
And what, just drop a leaflet if there's no one in? Is that how it operates?
Yeah, you would. Like, everybody is saying, all right, it's one of those elections where there seems to be a lot of people out.
Yeah.
More than previous elections in different areas. Like, the people are out and not knocking doors. But we're kind of not finding that. Like, we're getting a good number of people at home.
Yeah, that's Mick Nugent and his team there in Cork, and thanks to Mick and the team for letting me tag along. I'll be out and about in Dublin later in the week, just to get a sense of feel for what are the issues for you, for residents, for voters on the doorstep.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.